Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah, Yud Daled, 3:14. As we just finished saying in the previous Mishnah, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, people would shake their lulav on the first day of Sukkot, even if it fell out on Shabbos, not like today. That doesn't mean that it would have been permitted to carry the lulav in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but they didn't make an Isser Derabanan to do so, to shake it, lest one come to carry it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The question is, what happens if one did take his lulav, intending to do the mitzvah, and carry it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So in other words, the case is that he was tarud, he was occupied in fulfillment of a mitzvah, and inadvertently, meaning b'shogeg, he forgot it was Shabbos, or forgot he couldn't carry it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he carried that lulav for Amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Will he be obligated, chayiv, to bring a korban chatas, a sin offering? So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tov HaRishon Shech, if the first day of Sukkot falls out on a Shabbos, and again, we're talking about during the Beis HaMikdash times where there's a mitzvah to, yes, shake the lulav on the first day, v'shachach, and a certain person forgot that one can't carry such a lulav in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, v'hotzi eth the lulav Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and in fact, he does carry his lulav in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, patur, says Rabbi Yossi, he'll be exempt from bringing a korban chatas, mipnei shehotzio b'rishus, because he took it intending to do a mitzvah. The words literally mean he took it with permission. That is not a good translation, literally, because he doesn't have permission to carry that lulav in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, certainly not. But the point is, he was trying to do a mitzvah. And you'll recall, when one does a severe transgression that carries with it potentially a karas penalty, so then if he does it, b'shogeg inadvertently, meaning he forgot it was forbidden to do so, then only then he's obligated to bring a korban chatas, the sin offering. Meaning if a person does an avera on purpose and he willfully took his lulav into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he would not be subject to the requirement to bring a chatas, because it's only that the possibility of atoning for one's sin by bringing the sin offering is only for someone who did a shogeg, an inadvertent accidental transgression. The question is over here, is he even obligated for that? Since he had good intentions, he was trying to do the mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi says he'll be exempt. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but let me just explain what that means and really put very tight parameters to it. First of all, while the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, nowadays, since there's no mitzvah to shake a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, if it falls out on a Shabbos, so therefore, at all events, one would not be permitted to carry the lulav because no mitzvah to do so, and therefore at all events he would be subject to the requirement to bring a chatas. Now, even according to the Mishnah, which is imagining a time when there was such a mitzvah, meaning during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it would have to be that the person carrying that lulav is doing it for the sake of doing the mitzvah, which means he hasn't yet done his mitzvah. So that's a little tricky, in as much as, technically speaking, the mitzvah is just simply lifting up the four species. So as he picks them up in his house before he even walks out his front door, he's already fulfilled his mitzvah. So then he wouldn't be enjoying the benefit of this leniency anyways. He would have carried the lulav and not done the mitzvah. So the Gemara asked that question, and it gives two possible answers. One possible answer is that he's carrying his lulav and or his esrog upside down. And that being the case, since one only fulfills the mitzvah by holding them up in the way that they grow, so therefore he hasn't yet fulfilled his mitzvah. Based on that, there's the prevalent custom today, which Shulchan Aruch brings, that one should hold his esrog upside down before making the bracha, then make the bracha and turn the esrog right way around. Because until one turns it the right way around, with the pitum upwards, he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah. A second possibility suggested is that he's carrying his lulav inside a container, inside a kli, and since he's not holding the lulav directly, but he's holding it through a container, that's chotzet, intercedes between him and his arminim, and therefore he's not fulfilling his mitzvah. So it's a scenario like that. And he has to be doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, meaning either he's taking it to shul to shake there, or he's taking it to a chacham to teach him how to shake the lulav, whatever the case is. Indeed, if a person's going to do the mitzvah and hasn't yet fulfilled his mitzvah, and he's tarud, he's occupied with fulfillment of a mitzvah, and he inadvertently does the iser of transferring the shusarabim, the lach is like Rabbi Yossi, that he'll be exempt from being a chatas.